therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show my salvation.
The workers of iniquity dig a pit for me. Now they're waiting for me to fall in. Trying to take my bread and butter with lies and propaganda. But they're fooling. They're only fooling. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. Man, you see, is only vanity. You see, who God bless, no man curse. He shall never shall be first. All these years of toil, burning the midnight oil. Now it reached maturity and gained popularity. Some of them claiming is their own thing, but a short truth always prevails finally. So the death of lies and deceit is a certainty. You see, who God bless, no man curse. He shall never. Shall be first. Aha. Hey, hey. Aha. Gang, 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 gang. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. But whosoever dig at a pit, they shall fall in it. What they sow in, they shall be reaping. But my house is strong and no one can push it down. The foundation is for now till thy kingdom come. You see, who God bless, no man curse. He shall never hunger. Shall be cut down, they shall perish. They shall be confused and confounded. Whoa, whoa, because they seek to destroy me. My God will protect me from evil. Hey, hey. Oh, oh, ah.
Well, you know, when you hear that, you're locked into
Boom Boom Time,
the show that
brings you the oldies,
old
calypso, old soca, Latchable R&B show, disco funk, and Latchable reggae.
I am.
You are Sister B.
You are.
DJ Sean.
He is.
Angel.
Angel's there fiddling with his knobs.
Flop, 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 flop. Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon, good afternoon. You know how to make our entrance, right?
So we have an interesting guest today. Can you introduce our guest? Do you even remember his name?
I can't.
You can't? Why not? You mean, but you doing Rumble by Storm. Yesterday you had a big businessman and you could introduce him, but somebody who know you from you's like 4 or 5 years old, you can't introduce him. Fimo Mitchell goes way back with the family. And with the station, because if Louise is listening, her head is going to do a Linda Blair 360 and go, Fimo, right? And his life has taken, well, he's calmer now. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Welcome home, I had to say, literally, to Boom Boom Time.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, it does feel like home. CKUT.
CKUT.
It all started here.
Yeah. No, you were telling me, as you know, and I'm going to move around in a second, because we have our listeners on my Facebook page, so we're going live, and those of you who are friends with me can watch the show. Radio that can be watched. And then if you're on Fimo's page, you can watch it there. And then I'm gonna go and share it shortly. Don't worry. But you were telling me this past week that you were in grade 10 when you started hanging out at CKUT. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, I knew when I was in maybe grade 8, we did one of those career sort of aptitude tests. And because I like to talk, they said you'd be good in broadcasting or something. So I knew I had to get some experience, you know? Yeah, so I think my dad told me about CKUT and told
Hi,
me.
Hi, Daddy. Daddy's name? Can we say he's a regular listener?
Yeah, Mitch. Mitch. Yeah, that's his name.
Mitch Mitchell?
Oh, yes.
There's a name right there. And he always says it. So he's been listening for all of the 30 years for the most part.
Oh, yes. And so he told me to go down there and check out CKUT, and
now,
I went.
Did you have a show or did you contribute?
I just contributed. I was doing sports reporting with Dean Kalajan.
Dean Kalajan. Oh, my gosh. There's a name. Oh, my gosh. He used to just enter every sweepstakes on cereal boxes.
Yeah, he was special.
And win. He was special. I wonder where he is. You know what? We're going to have to look for Dean.
The last time I saw him was at the Occupy Montreal protest.
Okay.
I was there doing some citizen reporting, and I saw him there, you know. And so, but it was just good to see him because he's the one that taught me about radio, and then I learned a lot from Primetime as well.
Primetime, yeah. There's a name
because he brought me in when it was time to edit
in the production.
Yeah,
studio.
He showed me how to do reel-to-reel stuff.
Wow.
And so at 15, I was learning a lot from a lot of really.
He was also the
people.
Village pest. No, I don't care how well you turn out. No, man. You know what? He was the child that the things you shouldn't say, he didn't have tact yet.
Yeah, I had a big mouth.
Yes.
I did.
Taught him tact the hard way.
Yeah, you threw a shoe at me.
Yes, and look how well you turned out.
It was a heel, though. It missed my eye.
Whatever.
And I was 15 years old, for the record. 15.
Yeah. You feel like you're the only person I've abused? And most of the children that I've abused all never go to jail one day.
Hey.
Not one. No criminals in my list. Not one of them going to turn out good.
You know what? All of that was so much fun, though, because to go from high school, a place that was not the best experience for me, being in a French high school in the 90s, you know, is really, really it wasn't much color in my school at all. And to go to a place like CQUT.
Cast of characters.
Yeah. And it was so much fun, like, to go down there after school and to contribute. And then to get a chance to interview people, like interview Donovan Bailey and Team Canada Soccer and all these people that, you know, at a young age, it was fun. And it gives you confidence. So for anyone else who's listening, I think it's good to do it when they're young.
You know, and you could still have your young people volunteer at the station.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing is, I think because radio is that much more accessible because we have phones, and so you can listen to whatever radio.
Yeah.
Sure, we probably don't seem as sexy, but I knew we were still the bomb and when we had COVID.
Right.
And that was how we were still able to communicate with people, because people were listening. People had time. Mm-hmm. And that's when, and when we did funding drive, it was a weird way to do it, where we did it here. Mm-hmm. You'd call the old station, or not even station, because no one was allowed
in.
And we made the same amounts of money that we did then we were down in the station. So we, you know, we're there for community. We live amongst the community.
Powerful.
We take care of community stuff. We are going to talk about meditation, not right now. We're going to play some music.
Yes.
Angel, it have pan things going on. You're just totally into this whole world of pan.
Yeah, well, actually, it's, all who tune in on work, you guys, you know, you're all the pans, man. We have the juniors, we have this, you know, junior band.
Yeah. When all do we get into large bands?
Large bands, I think, is next week. Next week, though.
Next week?
Yeah.
Okay, because we have to hear Exodus.
No, it's all about the kids. No, yeah, it's all about the kids, all the junior and the school bands.
I was shocked. No, there was a junior side for Despers.
Yeah, yeah. All, listen, man, all those bands and them, they have juniors, man.
Succession issues, man.
Succession issues. That's why we tend to hear Franklin juniors, you know? So, hey, and them arrangers. Whoa, boy. I don't know, man. Pan gone. They're gone. In good hands.
So for those of you who are not making your way down to the Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, our sister station, with whom we have great connection, WAC Radio is where you should be listening. And they also do a lot of radio that you can watch. Mm. And they cover all sorts of stuff. Mm. Listen, let me just warn you from now. You know you're hiked up your credit card because of Christmas, right? Go get it below the limit and put on an extra little change on there, because some of the premier carnival events are going to be ticketed item. And as opposed to paying the $1,000+, I find no excuse that you can't pay $80 and enjoy yourself in your house with your little munchies and what have you, right? So get it together. Angel's going to give us some music. Don't touch that dial. When we return, we're going to set up and we're going to talk to you about meditation.
All right.
Because I discovered it. Not a lot of people know. I've mentioned it a couple of times, but I don't know if they know the degree to which I suffered with a horrible burnout from work. Mm. And it was a book that my girlfriend sent me, and it was the ABC journalist who had a meltdown on air.
10% happier.
Yes, 10% happier. 10% happier. And he just goes through this whole meditation thing, and he tried it, and you when we come back, we're going to dig down into it. You hear meditation, you hear yoga. Growing up, that is a white people thing. But then until you, if you really stop and take a stop, no.
Exactly.
It's not a white people thing, right? South Asian.
Exactly.
And if you want to stop the man in the head, not the base man, the other man, meditation and deep breathing. And so we're going to do a little bit of that. So it's going to be... I am going to attempt to do meditation radio. Only at CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Boom Boom Time, the show that lives and breathes. breathes with you in the community. Don't touch that dial. Angel, give me a little something. The outside, damp it, damp it, damp it, damp. Hey, you must have a little sparrow. You still remember how to whine, Fibo? I remember you in Car Fiesta. No, you're a hot mess. I love you. I know too much of your business, Fibo. Don't touch that front dial. Mighty Sparrow right here. Where else? CKUT 90.3 FM.
The fed was crowded and she was tight. While I was grounded, she high in flight. Poytonian steel band blazing a jam. She turned, she bam, bam, lick them, lick them.
Don't do that.
Boom boom looks so healthy, jamming on me purposely. I won't complain, but this mischievousness in she brain, deliberately blowing my mind. The more I want she, the more she whine.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Girl, don't do that.
Don't back back on me. Don't back back. Don't back back on me. Don't back back.
Dancing with you, man, you only jamming down the path. Bam, bam.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't back back on me. Don't back back. Don't back back on me. Don't back back.
You look so pretty, really sexy. Boom boom looks so healthy, jamming on me purposely.
I tried to come up to me last night. She says, Steve, know your place. Man, don't hug me up, get out of my sight. Steve, man, love, don't get me in a rage. Go hug up your wine and girl on the stage. Well, I get so vexed, I push she up. Yes, friend, so the trouble starts. She hit me
with the pillow.
I hit you
with the pillow.
I jammed
you with the pillow.
I watch you
with the pillow.
Like two bull cow. We fight and grow. We fight all night till broad daylight.
She hit me with the pillow.
I hit you
with the pillow.
I watch you
with the pillow.
I jammed you
with the pillow.
All right. Just leave me alone, I want to be free. And then man, look, the bed is white. So you have no excuse for touching me. Just because I start to talk the truth, darling. You come and you knock me down like a brute. I don't even want you to touch me, honey. Go on up, you whine a woman. She hit me.
She jumped with the pillow.
I lashed
with the pillow.
She stamped me chest. She ripped me vest. She knew night gone. Look, I ripped it down.
She hit me with the pillow.
I hit you
with the pillow.
She hit me
with the pillow.
Okay, we're back.
She jumped with the pillow.
Fema, how did you move from being an author to, I don't know, a meditationist-er, meditation-person?
A meditationer, yeah. I guess I teach meditation. I guide people in meditation.
Yeah.
I think it wouldn't have happened if I didn't go to China.
Okay.
So I think it started in 2002 when I first moved out to China.
That's right. You were teaching there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And writing, you know, because that's why I wrote the books and stuff. So I was out there teaching, writing, and then there's temples all over the place in these smaller towns. And seeing, I guess, going to temples and seeing just that the monks and how they do things, just watching, because I had no interest in that.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, no, that's not for me.
Hoobagoobu for me, new age,
That's not for me, but I guess all those years of seeing it. And then even in China, when you climb a mountain, at the top of the mountain, there's always a small temple. And there's an energy there that you can feel. And it's like if you walk into a church or a mosque, like there's an energy in these spaces.
There's something.
Yeah.
Now, specifically for people who are older and religious or not as trusting, or they're not looking around for anything or trying anything new, they tend to be the people who rice and peas on Sunday, every Sunday, that's
right.
Right. And they're doing their things the old way. There's no fusion, nothing for them.
Right.
And when they come to you and you go, try meditation.
Right.
What's their reaction?
I was telling you earlier, it's a look of, you want me to do what? You know, like, I remember WIPCA had a fair during Black History Month right before COVID. So it was 2020, February.
Mm.
And there was an older gentleman, and I was there to promote meditation. And he says, oh, wow, meditation? What? No, come on. What's with all this stuff? You sit there and do what? And so I was laughing, and then we talked about it. I said, well, the thing is this. We all have a mind.
Mm.
And the last time I checked, I don't know many people who can control their thoughts.
That's right.
Like, there's all types of thoughts that might pop up. And also, some of us, we tend to believe those thoughts a lot of times. And then so we give the mind so much power by believing these thoughts. Meditation just allows for you to see the thoughts, to notice the thoughts, and to recognize that the thoughts may be yours, but they're not you.
Mm.
And just creating that space, understanding that you're not your thoughts. Like, the thoughts happen, like clouds passing in the cloud in the sky. They pass over you, you see them, but you don't have to get caught up in them. You can choose to get caught up in them, but you're choosing.
It's just stopping everything and having a choice.
Mm.
And for a long time, I guess with people dealing with trauma, yeah, because my head, I had, you're not good enough. I lost total self-confidence. Mm. And a lot of people find that hard to believe. But believe it or not, I stopped talking. Like, I mean, yeah, we talked this, that, but I wasn't speaking how I would speak, because when people are trying to change you or force you to do this or be that way, or you're saying and you're being othered and just all sorts of things, I just shut up.
Mm.
No, I ain't here to teach you nothing. I ain't saying anything to you. Angel will tell you, right? I just, even if I had a problem or something, I didn't say anything, right? The only two people were the kids, because I could not say. But even then, when you have to censor yourself, and I can behave, I do behave, and I do ascribe to, there's a time and place for everything and a behavior wherever. But then when you're especially living in Quebec, when you are having to conform and not be your authentic self, right, and you're code switching as Black people, right, things that I wanted to say, I was saying it in here, and it was blah, 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 and things that you were picking up from other people. And it becomes too much. Like, you have stress and you have anxiety, and somewhere in there, even if you don't believe all the crap that's thrown at you, your subconscious does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now, I don't know if what I just said is familiar to any of you, the listeners, and you there in Facebook land.
I think many people can relate. I think many people can relate.
So I want everybody to get comfortable. Those of you at home, sitting upright, although I confess I meditate flat on my back typically, and I want to know the significance of the bowl. There is a beautiful, is it brass?
Yeah, it's
what is it called?
Call it Tibetan bowls, but they're really from Nepal. So
okay.
I'll call it a Nepali bowl.
Nepali bowl.
Sound
okay.
bowl.
It's a sound bowl.
Yeah, you can get the ones that are made of brass, metal, or you can get the ones that are made of crystal.
Okay.
They both different tones for different chakras, but they
I'll hold it for you.
The beautiful thing is the pitch. You know, each pitch speaks to, touches the frequencies for a different chakra.
Okay.
And so we'll start with just the sound.
With just that. And I'm going to encourage you to go and Google chakras. And nobody's saying you to drop your religion or become this or become that. And God ain't going to mind. And it's just getting in tune with yourself. So now a pitch speaks to a particular chakra. Does that particular bowl speak to a particular chakra? Or do the all of the tones that the bowl is able to give speaks to your various, what's it, seven chakras?
Yeah, I mean, the body has many more, but those are the seven ones that we talk about, the ones that I guess are the most prominent ones, you can say?
Yeah.
But I mean, even the whole chakra system, even if you don't want to get into all that, you don't need to. Like,
you don't have to.
You don't have to get into all of that.
It's like some people who go to church, don't like the sermon, don't like the readings, but they like the hymns.
Hey, so I mean, it's not.
Do
even,
you, boo?
Yeah, it's not even about all the chakras. It's just
okay.
about saying, you know what? Let me take a few moments to get curious and to be open to exploring my inner world.
Okay.
You know, we spend so much time focusing out there, outside of ourselves, and looking outside of ourselves for like joy and peace and happiness, all that stuff, right? And so with meditation, we pause for a moment to say, let's see what's inside of me. And maybe with time you start to explore and you start to realize that you already have everything that you're looking for. You just need to uncover it.
Yeah, and you got to hear it. Now, before we start, the breathing. Why in through the nose and out through the mouth?
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to breathe that way. If you feel more comfortable breathing in through your mouth, if that's like for some people, if your nose is blocked, obviously yeah. you got to breathe through your mouth. But through the nose, for me, it's a comfort thing.
I think,
there's scientific reasons for all that. But I never want anyone to get caught up with the technicality of things. Even how you sit, like some people feel they need to sit looking like a Buddha, you know, cross-legged.
Yeah.
Even that's not important.
You notice I can do it.
Yeah, it's not.
I can it. That the knee right over
yeah,
there.
Like all these different things can sometimes deter people from just taking a moment for themselves. And I don't want anything to deter people from pausing and going inward. Anything. So if the breathing is not for you, but the one thing I will say is we're going to slow down the breath. And by slowing down the breath, we tell our parasympathetic system, like, you're safe, you know, you can calm down, we can relax, you know.
Okay.
So just slowing down the breath is good enough.
Last question. And this is the part that freaks me out, because when I listen to you, I notice that your voice takes on a particular monotonal, articulated, enunciated. Does the deepness of the voice, I mean, is that part of it, or is that?
It's, you know what it is when I'm guiding a meditation, which personally I prefer not to guide, I prefer to just sit in silence.
Yeah.
But if I have to guide, I'm actually meditating, really trying to get into meditation myself. So that's the tone, that's the relaxation I'm in, and also the tone that comes out. But I can't do it if, you know, it's nothing you can pretend.
Yeah, it has to be
meditative space, right?
When you're there and yeah. the intoning yeah. voice. I'll tell you, it took me a long time to be able to do your podcast, because I'd be lying in bed and I'd be, no, creepy Phoebo's in my bed. I can't do this. But, you know, I get past that. All right, so we're going to start. So get comfortable. Light is good. You don't have to be in a darkened room.
No.
Like, I'm asking questions that I'm imagining people might have. What are some of the common questions you've had over the years?
Well, I think one is how to sit, like
yeah.
posture. And then also when to meditate, like morning or night. I'm like, I like morning, but I also like night. And meditate on an empty stomach or full stomach. You should always meditate on an empty stomach or not full. Because if you're full, it's hard to, like, you might doze off, you know?
But ain't that the point? All right.
You might doze off.
All right. Okay, let's get started.
So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. And slowly breathing out. Another deep breath in. And breathe out. One last time together. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Now continue to breathe in this way, but at your own rhythm. You don't want to force anything here. You just want to slow down your breathing as much as possible. See if you can extend your out-breath. Now, while you're focusing on your breath, thoughts may arise, and your attention may follow them. Whenever you notice that your attention is no longer on your breath, take a moment just to notice where you are. And without judging yourself and with lots of patience and kindness, guide your attention back to your breath. You may have to do that several times during the next few moments, and that's fine. Now feel free to let go of your control over your breath and just allow your body to breathe however it wants to. But continue to focus on your in-breath and out-breath. In many traditions, the breath is seen as a bridge between the body and mind. So use that bridge. As a tool to keep you here in the present moment. Before we end this meditation, I'd like to share a positive affirmation that you can repeat with your full voice or quietly to yourself. I love and accept myself just as I am. I love and accept myself just as I am. Notice what feelings come up as you repeat the affirmation. slowly bring your attention back to the room, and when you feel comfortable, when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and maybe bring some movement back to your body. Meditation.
It's a real first for me. I'm sure it's somebody else at CKUT must have meditated on air. This can't be the first. Probably the first in Black Block, but anyways. Now, there's something, kindness, you said, to without judgment and with kindness. There's a whole tangent you can go off on, just how unkind we can be to ourselves.
Let's talk about that.
You know, that's going to be March, right? I mean, between the vices and the running here and trying to be all for everybody but yourself. The other thing is mindfulness. Because there was this whole thing about being multitasking.
Right.
I just remember when multitasking, right? That was something you had to put on your resume.
Yeah, right.
I can multitask really well.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's killing everybody.
I mean, I've never been good at multitasking. Like, it's not my forte. Mm. Like, I'm one of those people, like, if I'm talking to you, it's hard for me to even, like, do something that's simple at the same time. Mm. Like, you know, I need to focus on what I'm saying to you, you know. So, but you're right, multitasking was seen and maybe still is seen as a good thing. And obviously, you know, our ability, we have a thing called autopilot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to, you know, wash dishes and listen to music at the same time. You're able to
chew gum and walk.
Very important, because if you had to be mindful of every single thing that you're doing,
you're mad yourself.
You wouldn't get much done during the day.
Yeah.
But the problem is we're on autopilot throughout most of the day. Like, that's our default mode.
Too many moments.
And so I started asking myself, well, if I'm on autopilot most of the day, then how do I really know if I had a good day or if I'm happy or if I'm, because I'm not really showing up. I'm not there. Mm-hmm. I'm not present. I mean, I'm going through the motions, but I don't remember what my lemon water tasted like this morning. I don't remember taking my shower. Like, I don't remember the water. I don't remember any of it because I was somewhere else while I was doing that thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't remember. I think many people can relate to that. We just do these things. It's habitual on autopilot, you know, but we don't remember actually being there. And it's, like I said, autopilot is a great feature of the brain, but I don't think that should be the default mode, like, where we're always there. And so, at least in meditation, it gives us a chance to sit and to notice what is within us, like feelings. We all have emotions, you know, and every emotion is not going to be pleasant.
And then what I've learned is that's fine.
It's fine.
Go through it, acknowledge it, but don't linger lala in it, right? And then feel it.
They're like visitors. Like, they're, you know, the thing is, they're visitors, and they come into your home. They come into you, right? And at the end of the day, you can't like kick them out.
Yeah.
You have to just, you feel okay. Okay, so where is this anger right now? Where is this sadness right now? Where is this feeling of insecurity? Where is this worry? And let's not beat ourselves up for having these emotions either. That's where the being kind and patient comes in, because we tend to beat ourselves up when we're not doing what we were supposed to do or what our mind tells us. Well, we should be better than that now. We should know more. We should be able to know. Well, the reality is right now I'm feeling jealous or I'm feeling insecure. I'm worried. I know worry is not a great thing. I know that. Mm. But that's what I'm doing right now. So let me sit with this.
sit with it for a moment.
Yeah.
And pass it on. Now, we're going to play some more music. I'm terrified because I know we're in the soca section.
It's a nice mix.
Is there a nice, quiet soca? I don't know. Angel's having a time. Let's see what we have.
I say we go to the soca.
Good vibes. Good vibes. Oh, yo, 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 yo. I love it, jump, I love it, roll, waste. Don't want no negative energy. Come, love it, jump, I love it, roll, waste. Yeah! We don't have time for no bad energy. Positive vibes, that is the remedy. No comments, no gossip, no jealousy. Sip tea, but not negativity. And if you're bad mind, go away. You want what's mine, run away. Too much negative thoughts in your brain. Jump, I let it roll, waste. Don't want no negative energy from me. Come let me jump, I let it roll, waste. Yeah! And the party nice. We outside. Everybody rock from left to right. Free of vibes, you're taking full flight. And if you're bad mind, go away. You want what's mine, run away. Too much negative thoughts in your brain.
Sweet girl,
here talking about 16 ways to wine. That's coming up. When we talk to Westcat and the dance portion of Carnival is...
I want to know.
Mass movement and mass. We have a dance instructor, a dance workshop, and we're going to learn the 16 ways to wine. And he said it off air. He don't remember how to wine.
Yeah, you stay there, don't
lose your wine. That's downhill when you lose your wine. Hello. All right, I want to talk to you. February 11th.
Yes, big day.
What's the name of it?
Out for Joy.
Out for Joy, a wellness retreat.
Yes.
Now,
intergenerational wellness retreat.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. I just be everywhere, me and my tiger, Bob. When I read about it, it just blew my mind as to